In the previous lesson, you learned some useful phrases for sightseeing.
Such as, これは東京に行きますか?
Does this go to Tokyo?
And, 写真大丈夫ですか?
Is it okay to take pictures? In this lesson, you'll learn some useful phrases to use at a restaurant. You'll also learn how to express desire.
Right, such as, I want to eat something, or I want to sit over there.
This dialogue takes place at...
レストラン。
A restaurant.
江戸東京博物館のレストランですね。
In the previous lesson, Ashley went to Edo Tokyo Museum. So, this is probably a restaurant inside the Edo Tokyo Museum. The conversation is between...
アシュリーさんと店員さん。
Ashley and the clerk. They'll be using...
Formal Japanese.
Reference Appendix 7 and Verb Conjugation for this lesson.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
一人です。
おタバコは?
すいません。
では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、すみません。あそこに座りたいです。いいですか?
はい。でも、喫煙席ですよ。大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。
ご注文は?
辛いものが食べたいです。おすすめは何ですか?
野菜カレー、タイラーメン、唐辛子そばです。
一番人気はどれですか?
野菜カレーです。
じゃあ、それをください。
One time slowly.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
一人です。
おタバコは?
すいません。
では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、すみません。あそこに座りたいです。いいですか?
はい。でも、喫煙席ですよ。大丈夫ですか?
はい。大丈夫です。
ご注文は?
辛いものが食べたいです。おすすめは何ですか?
野菜カレー、タイラーメン、唐辛子そばです。
一番人気はどれですか?
野菜カレーです。
じゃ、それをください。
Now with the English translation.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
Welcome. How many people?
一人です。
One.
おタバコは?
Will you be smoking?
すいません。
No.
では、こちらへどうぞ。
This way, please.
あ、すみません。あそこに座りたいです。いいですか?
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to sit over there. Is that okay?
はい。でも、喫煙席ですよ。大丈夫ですか?
Yes, but it's in the smoking section. Is that okay with you?
はい、大丈夫です。
Yes, that's fine.
ご注文は?
May I take your order?
辛いものが食べたいです。
I'd like to eat something spicy.
おすすめは何ですか?
What's your recommendation?
野菜カレー、タイラーメン、唐辛子そばです。
The vegetable curry, Thai ramen, and chili soba.
一番人気はどれですか?
Which one is most popular?
野菜カレーです。
The vegetable curry.
じゃあ、それをください。
Okay, then I'll have that.
Naomi-sensei, I can testify to this dialogue. Curry is one of the most popular everyday foods in Japan. Now, for those of you who think Japanese food is mostly about sushi and tempura, well...You may be in for a bit of a surprise because there's really so much more, and a lot of it is curry.
まあ、カレーは人気ですね。 Curry is quite popular food in Japan. Japanese curry is quite different from authentic Indian curry, though.
Actually, it's really completely different. Similar in the fact that they are both spicy. It's very good, and it's something you should definitely try when you come to Japan. There's a very well-known chain restaurant. The shop is called Nami-sensei.
Ah, ここ一番屋.
And the name is really interesting, right?
そうですね。ここ means here. 一番 means the best or number one. So the name of the shop can be translated as this place is the best or we are number one.
The restaurant is really good. Well, it's kind of a chain restaurant and it's pretty good. If you're planning to visit Japan, I highly recommend that you go to
ここ一番屋.
The curry restaurant.
So you think ここ一番はおすすめです?
Right. ここ一番 is my recommendation. Okay, enough about my favorite restaurant. When Ashley asked the waiter what his recommendation was, he said,
野菜カレー.
Vegetable curry.
タイラーメン.
Thai ramen.
唐辛子そば.
And chili soba. Actually, curry, ramen, and soba are very popular, especially for lunch.
そうですね。
And we covered those in All About Series, Lesson 7, Japanese Cuisine.
The third dish is 唐辛子そば. 唐辛子 is red peppers, and soba is buckwheat noodles.
It sounds really spicy.
そうですね。ピーターさんは辛いものが好きですか?
Do I like spicy foods? はい。Yes, I love them.
私も辛いものが大好きです。I love spicy food. 皆さんは辛いものが好きですか?
What about everyone? Do you like spicy foods? Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
辛い
Spicy, hot.
辛い辛い
Next.
注文
Order.
注文注文
Next.
野菜
Vegetable
野菜野菜
Next
一番
Best, first
一番一番
Next
どれ
Which
どれどれ
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Nami-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
喫煙席
Smoking seat or smoking section. Now, it's quite a difficult word, right?
難しいですね。
So let's take a look at the kanji. The first two kanji form a compound.
喫煙
which means smoking. The last kanji is
席
seat. So altogether, smoking seat.
喫煙席 Non-smoking seat is 禁煙席
We learned the word 禁煙In lesson 10, remember? The one where you really have to hit the N sound.
そうですね、right. 禁煙 is smoking, and 記念 is memorial or commemoration.
Can we hear non-smoking seat again?
禁煙席
And how about smoking?
喫煙席
This is quite important because in many places in Japan, it's still okay to smoke in restaurants and bars.
そうですね。
The next word is?
吸
To inhale, to smoke. Now, this verb ends with
う,
so it's a class one verb. What's the polite non-past form, or the mas form?
吸います. You have to change the final う syllable to い and add mas.
What about the informal negative?
吸わない. Change the final う syllable to わ and add ない.
Right. For verbs that end with a う syllable, you need to change the う to わ. Not a. For more detailed explanation, please check the verb conjugation lesson.
And be careful, you always need the object and object marker for 吸. For example, 私はタバコを吸.
I smoke, or I smoke tobacco, or cigarettes. Tobacco in Japanese means not only tobacco, but also a cigarette, like a full cigarette. What do we have next?
A counter for people. 人.
In lesson 8, you learn the counter,
me,
which is also a counter for people. Naomi-sensei, what's the difference?
Me is more formal than nin.
So shop clerks, or people at stores, tend to use me. However, if you're a customer, you can use either
me
or
nin.
Basically, to count people, we put nin, meaning person, after the number.
Right, but the words for one person, two people, are irregular.
How do you say one person?
Hitori.
And how do you say two people?
Futari.
After two, the pattern's fixed. You just add the suffix nin after the number. So the word for three people is?
Sannin.
Four people?
Yonin.
Now, be careful. This is not yonin, but it's
yonin.
So there's a little bit of a change there. Five people?
Gonin.
Six people?
Rokunin.
Seven people?
Nananin or shichinin.
Eight people?
Hachinin.
Nine people?
Kyunin or kunin.
And 10 people?
Junin.
And Naomi-sensei, how about how many people?
Nannin.
As you can see, the tricky part are the first two. One person and two people.
Hitori and futari.
Now, these cases you're just going to have to memorize.
So desu ne.
On to the grammar section. In this grammar section, you'll learn two things. One, how to express desire to do something. Two, useful restaurant phrases. Let's start with expressing desire.
To talk about wanting to do something, we attach tai to the masu stem of a verb.
And to make the phrase polite, we can add
desu
to the end. Remember, when desu follows an e adjective, it's adjusting the politeness level. Let's illustrate this with some examples. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to go in Japanese?
Iku.
The corresponding masu form is?
Ikimasu.
Now, you need the masu stem. So, to get the masu stem, you just drop the masu, the two syllables, masu. Drop them, and we get the masu stem, which in the case of iku, to go, is?
Iki.
To express desire to do something, we attach or tack on?
Tai.
To the masu stem. So, iki becomes?
Ikitai.
That's it. Want to go. To make this phrase polite, we can add?
Desu. So, ikitai desu.
I want to go.
For example, 私はタイに行きたいです。
I want to go to Thailand. Let's illustrate with some more examples. How do you say to eat?
食べる。
The masu form is?
食べます。
Now let's drop the masu and get the masu stem.
食べ。
Now to say want to eat, we tack on Thai.
食べたい。
I want to eat. And the polite phrase is?
食べたいです。
Same thing, just politer. I want to eat.
私は辛いものを食べたいです。
I want to eat spicy food. 辛い is spicy. Mono is thing or stuff. So in this case, 辛いもの refers to spicy food.
I said, 辛いものを食べたいです。The object I want to eat was marked by object marker, o. But o can be replaced with particle, が. So you can also say, 辛いものが食べたいです。
So both are okay?
そうですね。Right. Actually, Ashley used が and said, 辛いものが食べたいです。I want to eat something spicy.
Okay, next. Let's take a look at some useful restaurant phrases. In this dialogue, Ashley went to a restaurant by herself, where she asked and was asked many questions that are typically heard at restaurants. So, Naomi-sensei, what's the first question Ashley was asked?
何名様ですか?
How many people? When someone at a restaurant asks about the number of people in your party, they'll use the counter
名,
often followed by the honorific suffix
様. But when you're answering the question, you cannot put 様. So if you're by yourself, you should say 一名です or 一人です.
You cannot say 一名様.
No.
So just to kind of recap here, when you first enter a restaurant, the person working there will probably ask you,
何名様ですか?
That means how many people. Translate that in your mind as how many people and answer with the number of people in your party. What's the next phrase we'll be looking at?
こちらへどうぞ。
This way, please.
こちら
means this way and is followed by the direction particle
え。
Dozo means please. So, this way, please.
こちらへどうぞ。
While they were walking to their seat, Ashley saw a place where she wanted to sit. So she said,
あそこに座りたいです。
I'd like to sit over there. Let's break down this sentence.
あそこ
means over there.
に
Particle that indicates direction.
座りたい。
I want to sit.
です。
Makes it polite. So literally, over there, want to sit. Of course, I want to sit over there.
The place you sit is marked by the particle に。
So you can say, ソファーに座りたいです。
I want to sit on the sofa.
Outside is 外。
So if you want to sit outside,
外に座りたいです。
I'd like to sit outside. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Naomi-sensei is going to ask you a question in Japanese. Your job is to guess the best response. Okay, first question. What's the best answer to the following question?
何名様ですか?
A.
アシュリー様です。
B.
一人です。
C.
ただです。
The answer is?
B. 一人です。 One person.
Can we hear the question again?
何名様ですか?
How many people? So the answer should be?
一人です。 One person.
Second question. Which of the following is the best response to the question?
辛いものが食べたいですか?
A.
はい、食べたいです。
B.
三人です。
C.
こちらへどうぞ。
The answer is?
A. はい、食べたいです。
Can we hear the question again?
Sure. 辛いものが食べたいですか?
Would you like to eat spicy food? So the answer is A.
はい。食べたいです。
Yes, I'd like to eat it. That concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley's going to go to a Japanese festival and buy some food from a street vendor. We'll go over some useful phrases for shopping.
じゃあまた。
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
一人です。
おタバコは?
すいません。
では、こちらへどうぞ。
あ、すみません。あそこに座りたいです。いいですか?
はい。でも、喫煙席ですよ。大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。
ご注文は?
辛いものが食べたいです。おすすめは何ですか?
野菜カレー、タイラーメン、唐辛子そばです。
一番人気はどれですか?
野菜カレーです。
じゃあ、それをください。
Practice with the review track.
座る
To sit
座る座る一人
One person.
一人一人吸う
To smoke, to inhale.
吸う吸う喫煙席
Smoking section.
喫煙席喫煙席辛い
spicy, hot
辛い辛い注文
order
注文注文食べる
to eat, to have
食べる食べる野菜
vegetable
野菜野菜 もの
thing
もの物 タイ
Thailand
タイタイ
Curry
カレーカレーカレ
ー Ramen noodles
ラーメンラーメンラーメン
そば buckwheat noodles
そばそばそば
best first
一番一番一番
popular
人気人気人気
which
どれどれどれ
cigarettes
タバコタバコタバコ
chili pepper
唐辛子とうがらし唐辛子
Lesson 20